including a maternity hospital in the central city of Dnipro and two schools in the western city of Lviv. Former commander of the Joint Forces Command, General Sir Richard Barons, explains what Russia's intentions might be.
First is the sinking of the Russian landing ship in Crimea and a response to Ukraine shooting down Russian military aircraft around the front line. So this is a message to Ukraine that Russia can hit anywhere in the country, but also a message to keep their air defence around the cities and not on the front lines.
An 18-year-old boy has been charged with arson following a fire at a London oratory school in West London. 10 fire engines and 70 firefighters were called to the blaze in Fulham on Wednesday morning. The number of anti-Semitic hate crimes recorded by police forces across the UK jumped sharply in the weeks following the outbreak of the Hamas-Israel conflicts. British Transport Police had one of the largest increases, recording 87 anti-Semitic offences in the month after 17th of October. The crimes related to Islamophobia also went up in some areas. Dr. David Rich is a spokesperson for the Community Security Trust, a charity which protects British Jews from anti-Semitism.
Broadly, look, we know that overall Britain is not an anti-Semitic country, and yet anti-Semitism happens here, and that is a challenge for all of us who oppose hatred and who oppose this kind of extremism and division to speak out against it.
Health leaders are warning of a storm of pressures facing hospitals in the new year ahead of a six-day strike by junior doctors. Latest NHS figures for England show around 940 people were in hospital every day last week with flu. And West Ham boss David Moyes is expected to open 2023 with a contract extension. He's guided the club to sixth in the Premier League. That's the latest. I'm Kevin Gover.
Thanks, Kevin. Another news update at three.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, in the last hour, the weather here in Brentwood has been sunshine and showers, and we're talking that it's likely to continue to be in that way for the rest of the day. A high of 11 and a low of 4. Tomorrow's a day with some light rain and sunny intervals in the morning, becoming overcast for the rest of the day, a high of 11 and a low of 8. Sunday, of course, New Year's Eve, overnight rain will continue into the morning, and then there'll be sunny intervals. There'll be a dry evening, so those who are going to any outside events on New Year's Eve, it's not so bad at all. I'm afraid to say New Year's Day, though, is going to be heavy rain all day long.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Making your Friday sound better. Patrick Shearing on Phoenix 98 FM.
On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
And welcome back. And if you just joined us, great to have your company with us here on Phoenix FM. Always grateful that you are there. We've been playing the birthdays quiz. We've had two artists so far and one more to go. So if you'd like to join in, you can still do that, of course, by emailing me radio@phoenixfm.com. We had Darren Wharton, who played keyboards on Thin Lizzy's tracks from 1980 onwards. And then Harry Judd from McFly. And our third and final person here today is Jan Akkerman, a Dutch guitarist. He first found international commercial success with the band Focus, which he co-founded with Thijs van Leer. After leaving Focus, he continued as a solo musician, adding jazz fusion influences. And in 1973, Akkerman was voted best guitarist in the world by readers of the UK music magazine Melody Maker. So we're going to go back to 1973 and the height of his fame and the success for Focus. This is Sylvia. It was a UK number three, came from the album of Focus 3, which was a Dutch number one, a UK number six, a number 20 in Norway, a number 35 in the States. And I was always astonished by this kind of statistic. The album reached just number 35 in the States, but still managed to sell 500,000 copies. Isn't that amazing? So the question is, last one today, how old is Jan Akkerman? If you'd like to take part, it's just radio@phoenixfm.com. Live recording of Focus and Sylvia. I was lucky enough to see them live back in the day. They were an extraordinary band. Incredibly loud, just three of them. But they certainly did a remarkable performance back then, and you heard some of that there. Thank you very much to those who've taken part in the competition here today. That's Chris and Bob in Harlow and Chris in Guildford. So we started off with Darren Wharton, who is person who was the keyboard player for Thin Lizzy, and I asked how old you thought he was. Chris said 67, and Chris and Bob both said 70. He was in fact very young indeed back in the 80s when he started playing with Thin Lizzy, and he is only 62. So closest there for that was Chris, so you get 1 point for that. Then we had Harry Judd from McFly. Chris said 39, Bob 36, and Chris 35. He is in fact 38. So, Chris, again, you were the closest there, 1 year out again. So 1 year for you, 1 point for you with Harry Judd. And then we came to the brilliant Jan Ackerman that we've just heard there. Chris said 80, Bob 78, and Chris 82. And he is, in fact, 77. So 1 point there for Bob. So therefore, today, Chris in Guildford, no points for you today, I'm afraid. 1 point for Bob in Harlow and 2 points for Chris in Harlow, who is today's winner. And in this hour, we've got an exclusive track recorded by Oliver Lincoln, who used to be involved with the churches here in Brentwood and also in Ingatestone and the surrounding areas. So look out for that coming up. And, of course, we'll have the vintage chart at 3:30 as well, taking us way back to 1965 for some classic tracks from that year. But we've been having music that's chosen by people who were studio guests during this year. Tim Goodbody came in more than once. He is the Diocesan Director of Ordinance for the Diocese of Chelmsford, and he came in February to talk about Lent and the continuing significance and importance of a time of reflection on your life, just to kind of like think, well, am I doing life properly? Are there things I shouldn't be doing? Are there things I ought to be doing? One of the tracks he chose for us was Fatboy Slim. And this is Praise You.
We've come a long, long way together, through the hard times and the good. I have to celebrate you, baby. I have to praise you like I should. Thank you.
the
Slim and Praise You. We'll be back with this exclusive track from Oliver Lincoln fairly soon.
Lealino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room. Perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 012-77-714-77 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
Get the home improvements you've always wanted at a price you can afford with SEHBAC and our biggest January sale. There's up to 50% off our stunning range of windows, doors, conservatories and extensions, and the option to buy now, pay in January 2025 or 2 years interest free. Transform your home for less with SEHBAC. Get inspiration at your nearest SEHBAC showroom or at SEHBAC.com. Representative 19.9% APR. Terms and conditions apply.
If you like cricket, then don't miss 98 Not Out every Thursday between 6 and 7 right here on Phoenix FM with me, Darren Mutu. I'll be bringing you all the latest news locally, nationally and internationally from around the world of cricket. There'll be some guests, a bit of chat and some music too, so don't miss it every Thursday, 6 till 7 on Phoenix FM.
And that's a great show and potentially up for a national award as well. You can find out more about that on our website. Oliver Lincoln used to be involved with the music in St. Thomas's Brentwood, and then he was music director at Ingate Stone and Frianing Parish Churches. He's not around in this area residentially now, but still involved with the band Echo, which he plays of the keyboards for. This is Ollie's recording just for us here on the show. This is his version of Mary, Did You Know?
Baby boy would one day walk on water.
your baby boy would save our sons and daughters. Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? And this child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. Mary, did you know? The blind will see.
Lincoln, exclusive recording for this show, and Mary, did you know? And Echo, I have a gig coming up in East London in early January. There'll be a direct link on the website towards that. Tim Button came in and talked about his work with Made for More, which is an organisation that works with children in or pupils in secondary schools in Chelmsford. His wife Ellie recorded a track, a number of tracks actually, but when they were living in Moldova, and he chose one of those. This is After All. Promise belly button. And after all, and yes, I put another direct link on the show blog for her music. It's 27 minutes after two here on a Friday lunchtime.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
So a little bit of a travel update for you. It continues to be fairly busy around Shenfield Station this afternoon. Wilson's Corner, of course, is quite busy as well down here in the centre of Brentwood. There's no real problems down at the Brook Street roundabout, I'm pleased to say. The M25 itself, much less busy than it was an hour ago. The problem around the M11 junction seems to be cleared as far as the M25 is concerned, but not as far as the M11. So very busy still on the M11 coming down to that junction from the A414 all the way back to Harlow. Also the other side of the bridge and the tunnel, it's very busy indeed in Kent around the M25. If we look at the A12, there's no real problems until you get up towards the Boreham area and the junction there. That seems to be building up. And the central Chelmsford has the usual Friday afternoon traffic is building up nicely as well. Well, I'd be having the chart from 1965 fairly shortly, but one more track this time chosen by our guests who came into the studio here. Julie Hardy, who comes from the Kelvin and Hatch group of parishes. She also came in to talk about Lent and about the importance of if you find there are some things in your life that you perhaps you shouldn't be doing, well, you know, maybe just give a thought to stopping whatever that may be, but also about taking up lots of new and interesting things. If you're thinking about your life, then yeah, you think, well, mate, why aren't I doing this? And she said also she'd always been a huge fan of the Pet Shop Boys. Shop Boys is chosen by Julie Hardy, and It's a Sin. It's time to go back to 1965. So let's have a look at the chart for this particular week, Christmas week. Number 20, Yesterday Man, Chris Andrews. 19, Merry Gentle Pops from the Barren Knights. 18, Warlord, The Shadows. 17, Positively 4th Street, Bob Dylan. At 15, Keep On Running, the Spencer Davis Group. 14, Till the End of the Day, It's the Kinks. 13, To Whom It May Concern, Chris Andrews. At 12, Maria, PJ Proby. And at 11, Rescue Me, Fontella Bass. At 10, it's Lover's Concerto from... number 10, it's Let's Hang On from the Four Seasons. 9 is Lover's Concerto from the Toys. At number 8, 1-2-3 from Len Barry. 7, My Generation, The Who. 6, My Ship Is Coming In. And at 5, Tears, Ken Dodd. At 4, The Carnival Is Over from The Seekers. It was a good chart for Ken Dodd. He's there also at number 3 with The River. At number 2, Wind Me Up and Let Me Go. That's Cliff Richard. And at number 1, it was that track that was the 7th best-selling single of the 60s. It was a double A-side for The Beatles. Day Tripper and We Can Work It Out. Number 1 in the UK and the USA and 9 other countries. And of course, a million seller in the States. I'm going to hear both sides of that track.
Taking the easy way out. Got a good reason.
Double A-side, yes, from the days when you bought a 45 RPM single and you could play one side and then the other. That was Beatles and We Can Work It Out. This week in 1965, number one. Number 11, Fontella Bass, the highest position that it got. Number four in the USA, Rescue Me. And Rescue Me had been number one in the charts in 1965, down to number 15, top 10 in four more countries. The Spencer Davis Group and Keep On Running.
Oh,
Spencer Davis Group and Keep On Running. That's been our look at the chart from this week in 1965. There'll be another vintage chart next Friday.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out, with two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp, and on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privet. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Hello, I'm Mandy Cullen. I'm here to tell you all about Geezers, Pleasers and Teasers, which is every Saturday on Phoenix 98 FM. We play songs from the 1970s, the 1980s and the 1990s that just don't get played enough on the radio. And all the songs we play will either be by a geezer, be a real pleaser, or simply be a bit of a cheeser. So come and join me, Mandy Cullen, every Saturday between 6 and 8, Geezers, Pleasers and Teasers on Phoenix 98 FM.
Patrick Shearing, 1-2-3 on Phoenix 98 FM.
And back to tracks chosen by my studio guests. Dan Pearce came in to talk at the beginning of the year about the book he'd co-authored with Eleanor King called Prayer Gallery. And he'd seen Dee Cullen performing live in Glasgow and loved his music.
I've been picturing the people on the high floor. I have hurt myself too many times to be this sure. And I'm a better man than I can take the credit for. Oh, it's gonna be alright. I've been finding it much easier to be alone. I'm not scared to lose my breath and feel the weight come on. There are problems here that I know I just can't ignore. Oh, it's gonna be alright. So come on, save me, save my soul. But I know that I can get there with a bit of luck. The work is hard and the days are tough. Oh, it's gonna be alright. So come on, save me, save my soul. gonna be alright.
Dee Cullen and Alright. Sid Furlow came and talked about Believers in Recovery and the Essex group of that he runs down in Lee-on-Sea, and quite an amazing organisation. Again, I put a direct link on that. He chose the track by the group Mercy Me, Dear Younger Self, simply because he says he often thinks what he would now say to his younger self.
So far, then you could be one step ahead of all the painful memories still running through my head. I wonder how much different things would be, dear younger me. Dear younger me, I cannot decide. I give some speech about how to get the most out of your life, or do I go deep and try to change the choices that you'll make, 'cause they're the choices that made me. And even though I love this crazy life, sometimes I wish it was a smoother ride, dear young. Younger me, it's not your fault. You never meant to carry this beyond the cross.
Mercy Me and Dear Younger Me. Final of our tracks today, we've got Paul Carr, who was at the time of Emmanuel Billericay, came and talked about Easter, and he chose Lionel Richie and Angel. We'll end with that today. Thank you very much for your company, however long you've been with me. It's all been recorded. It'll all be there on the show blog, again, with all those links to all of the organisations that folks came in and talked about. Similar show next Friday, also having the birthdays quiz and a vintage chart. Good afternoon. Joe will be here after the news.
I just want to tell you all the things you are and all the things you mean to me. When I find myself believing there's no place to go, when I feel the loneliness inside my heart, you're the answer to my prayer, and you're with me everywhere.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.